Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dish is going to the show and I'm just a regular guy. So Thor, you know, the hammer-slinging god of thunder? Well, he's back in Thor Ragnarok, which sounds like some kind of summer music festival, but is actually Asgardian for the destruction of Asgard. But I think what it really means when you translate it to English is good time at the show. I admit I was not too excited by going to see this. 2 hours of Thor taking himself too seriously with wars happening in realms I could care less about? Well, hit me over the head with a giant hammer, because this movie takes nothing seriously. Lots of characters, lots of laughs, lots of CGI mayhem, and a welcome dose of Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum actually steals this movie, and at this point, Jeff Goldblum can just be himself and whatever it is that he's supposed to be. In this, he's a grandmaster, a gladiator promoter, and a ruler of a planet that's all garbage. It don't matter. He just goes full-blown Goldblum, and it works. Now, his part comes in the middle of the movie when Thor gets kidnapped by a leather-wearing, booze-swilling woman called a Scrapper, who's actually a Valkyrie. That comes into play later on, but she dumps him into the Contest of Champions, where he gets reunited with a certain former green colleague, and they got to work out their differences in a pretty fun battle royale. Now, the guy that directed this, I think his name is something like Taiki Waititi. He's a comedy director from New Zealand. He even plays a guy in this that is basically a pile of rocks who is almost as funny as Goldblum. Now, the main plot has got to duel with Blanchett as Hela, Loki and Thor's estranged sister, and she wears the antlers in a family pal, let me tell you this. And she's known as the goddess of death, and she's all ticked off and ready to get all Ragnarok. So new alliances are made to stop this, including Thor and Loki getting together. I mean, that's how bad Hela is. But without being stupid, this movie is funny. It's very wry. It's very witty. And Chris Hemsworth brings Thor more down to earth, even though none of it is on Earth except for a quick stop in Norway. There are still typical superhero battles that go on for too long. But for the most part, Thor Ragnarok is one of the better Marvel movies and a pretty good use of your time if you're into this kind of thing. Now, if you want to hear some of my other reviews, those are at 93XRT.com, and I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.